Well, it's certainly true to say that I've focused my efforts completely on it for the last 10 years or so. It's showing no signs of slowing down. The number of citations continues to go up strongly every year. So as a field, the P2X receptor field is starting to bring in some other significant players from outside, and that's good because it needs it. There are still really only 10 or a dozen groups around the world that are seriously focusing their efforts exclusively on P2X receptors. We need a few more. We need some new thinking and technology. I don't think recording currents in cells is going to give us the answers. Obviously, we need clever people who can measure calcium in very, very small domains of the cells. And we need also, now that we've got the knockout mice, to move into much more behavioral contexts. What do these things do to animal behavior? And of course, we need further tools, pharmacological tools. Can you imagine 100 years ago studying nicotinic receptors without curare? See, and that's the situation with P2X4 receptors. We don't have a curare. We don't have anything with which to block it. You would never have known about muscarinic receptors without atropine. So we need these tools, and it's good that the industry is starting to deliver these tools. I think when we have them, the field will propel further. The corollary of this, which is a little bit sad in a way, is that I'm actually involved in reverse physiology. That is to say, in the old days, you had a physiological question and you drove down to the cellular basis. It might be drug abuse, it might be pain. You drive down to the cellular basis and then the molecular basis to understand that physiological question or even that disease therapeutic question. In the case of P2X receptors, we've still got a family of proteins widely expressed in the body and in the brain, for which we really don't fully understand the functional role. So it's reverse physiology. We've cloned the proteins. We know a lot about the proteins. But as you go further and further up towards the cellular and the systems and the behavioral level, we know less and less and less. It's a bit unsatisfactory still to be left at this reverse physiology stage at which we have not yet focused our attention exclusively on one particular function or disease in which the P2X receptors are involved. There are a lot happening and beginning to take off, and I've mentioned some of them, but I don't think yet we've got the really big, the big question to go after.